Art of Staying Positive.
We are not medical licensed professionals. The opinions expressed in the show do not reflect that of the university and are solely that of the individuals involved.
Welcome back to another episode of The Art of Staying Positive. Today, we are exploring something a little bit different. We're not necessarily studying or investigating positive psychology. We're looking at maybe ways that you could include more positive psychology into your life. Alex?
Yes, totally, indeed. So today we're going to be talking about habits. As you all know, we all have habits. Whether it be good or bad, we have them. It's part of our routines. It's things that over time we just get used to doing, and thus we don't really even think about them. We just do them. It's just part of our muscle memory. It's part of our just daily lives. But sometimes we don't necessarily know that what is a good habit or what isn't a good habit, and how to use it into our daily lives, and how that actually affects our mental health and our happiness. Of course, today we're going to investigate it, figure out what habits we have, what habits you have, and just talk about them a little bit. So, Manai, any habits that you have in your daily life that you want to talk about?
No, it's bad because right now I obviously am not in school anymore, and that usually, and when I talk to like other fellow students, they're always like, yeah, in the summertime I don't have any structure in my life, and then that means like when you do have school, then that helps you organize your day around that activity. And so I don't have that, and I just quit my job. So I'm kind of doing nothing right now. And I would say that I'm in that time where I am drifting through the vast emptiness, doing nothing. And I can't, when you ask me that, I can't really recognize any like consistent habits that I do practice other than like what we all do. And so I feel like, yeah, I definitely, when I'm doing well, then I one of my habits is yoga. I really like doing that. After a while, it gets like, you know, you feel better every time you do it. And another, I think that's like my main habit. I don't really have any. Do you have any habits that are like stand out in your mind?
Definitely. I have a few habits that I'm not particularly proud of and things that I'm actually working on. But before I get to that, I want to talk about the whole thing that you just said about school and structure and like school kind of giving you that structure in life. Because recently I found this big problem within myself, which is the fact that I, even with school, specifically university speaking, I don't have like a routine. I don't have a sort of habit to keep myself, you know, structured. And as a person with ADHD, I need to be in certain environments that are very structured or else I will completely fall apart. AKA why this week has been really bad for me. Manai knows I have consulted her last night, today, probably will continue to consult her on my current mental state. But generally, like, it's gonna be okay. No, I know it's gonna be okay. But it's the fact that I, with university specifically, there isn't a structure that is innately put in there. Rather, it's a structure that you need to build for yourself. And again, I have ADHD. It's something that I have a really difficult time. So take it back to like elementary and high school, where it's like it's 5 days a week and then you have your weekends to like do homework and extracurriculars and spend time with your family, right? With university, it's a little different, where it's like, okay, you have these set days at these hours where you have school, and then you have readings, and you have assignments, and you have midterms, and on top of that, when I'm speaking like, you know, we're adults now, we need a way of having income, we need a way of doing other things to just be creative and things like that, right? With a person who has a lot on their plate and not very good structure or an ability of, you know, time regulation, it doesn't work necessarily. So I have a really bad habit of not really having a routine necessarily.
And a habit of not having habits?
Oh. That's literally it. That's my biggest problem, is that like even with You know how you said, like, summertime, right? Where you people don't have school, so they don't have structure a routine. They do it with school. So when you're, you know, obviously in summertime where it's like, ooh, no school, free time, do whatever you want. I end up doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
I'll go to work whenever I am told I need to be at work. And then the other time I will just be sitting in my room doing absolutely nothing and not helping myself develop in any way, shape, or form. And that is a really bad habit.
Dude. Okay. You know what? Like, the fact that you just said it to help myself develop, it's like that is kind of the goal, but then there's almost sort of a fear of like, oh no, I'm not doing anything productive right now, and so I'm not getting better, and so it's kind of like that kind of worry or panic about the future sort of keeps you from forming the habits that you would like to have in order to self-improve, because you're so... Do you feel that nervousness?
I wish you could see my face right now, because that's literally what I mean. That's 110% what I am, like, hinting at. It's literally, like, paralyzing. It's like you're paralyzed mentally and physically from doing anything because you're worried of the future and how you're not doing anything about it. Right. And then you're just stuck doing nothing about it. And that's just where I've been for, like, 2.5 years. But day by day, we're working on it. We're trying to do better things. We're doing research. We're practicing different things just to get better. And that's honestly all you can really do, because day by day, little steps, that's what keeps you going. That's what shows growth.
And it takes time, because especially, like, in the summertime, because you are paralyzed by, like, that worry, you kind of just wait out until summertime ends and school is back to give you back that sense of structure in your life. And so that whole summertime is almost wasted, like, wasted potential.
Genuinely, oh my god, you don't understand. I wish everyone could see my face right now. I'm shooketh, because that's literally it. It's so, like, you've literally just explained my life, like, my 20 years of life on Earth, that's it. Like, you spot on, oh my god.
I'll send you the bill.
Please. So, now that we've talked a little bit about habits and some habits that I personally have that I have some difficulties with, and let's just talk about how you can break or change these habits from being... This is not necessarily, like, the best to becoming better. So, for example, I had a really bad habit of sleeping through all my alarms. And I would just, like, you know, would not wake up. I'd be like, oh, I'm going to wait for someone else to wake me up, kind of thing. And it was a really bad habit. And I really had to change that once my parents went on a trip. And, like, they weren't home to wake me up anymore. So I had to wake up on my own. And it was difficult for the first few days, but then I kind of got used to it as I changed the alarm sound so that I wasn't, you know, waiting for that sound to just completely pass right through it and not even recognize it. I changed it to a more, like, it's a piano that's just very loud and very, like, dramatic. I'm like, whoa, okay, I'm up.
Some of those are so traumatizing, not to say, like, but honestly, they, like, remind you of school days, almost, like elementary school.
Oh, so true. No, I totally...
Did your school play, like, dun 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 dun?
Oh my god, yeah, dun 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 dun.
That's the same vibe.
Every single time.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but it's just figuring out a way to alter a bad habit and making it positive so that you can learn from it and change it to become a good habit. Manai, do you have any habits that weren't necessarily the best that you might have done something to them to kind of change it for the better?
I know that, like, when I wake up, sometimes I feel, like, really aimless. And so, and then I, like, I don't know, I kind of just, like, that carries throughout the entire day. And then by the end of the day, I'm sure everyone's felt that way, that they haven't done really anything. And they're like, oh, I wasted a day. But what my mom told me that she, like, read somewhere that this ex-Marine or something, he said that every morning when he wakes up, first thing he does is makes his bed. Mm-hmm. And that's like a really small, easy, productive thing that you can do. And then it kind of, now that your bed is sort of neat, now you can, it's like a stepping stone, and then you can do other things. And so that's a habit I've picked up, and anytime I feel like I need a boost in the morning, even if I feel like laying in bed, and maybe I'll like make it a little bit cleaner.
Oh my god, now that you said that, like totally, because like if it wasn't, that's such a true thing. That's something that I've changed as well recently. I didn't even think about it, but I used to just like wake up, roll out of bed, leave my bed the way it is, and just rush to do something. Right. And
because you're going to sleep in it again at night, but then now I get why you should make your bed.
No, like, totally. That's exactly, that was, like, the mindset that I was like, I'm just going to ruin it again, so what's the point? But changing it, and, you know, like you said, it's, like, something that you can look at and be like, okay, so I have been productive. As little as it may seem, it's a huge stepping stone for better habits, to create them, and to also just move on with your day.
Exactly. Do you have any habits that you changed for the better?
Let's think about it. Yes, I actually do have a few that I want to talk about, but I want to incorporate it with this one rule that I learned through an article. It's called the 20-second rule and slash
the 5-second
the 5-second rule. Oh my god, just forget up, eat it real quick. No, but like the 20-second rule slash power of activation energy, and to put it simply, it's pretty much talking about the energy, the power, and the time it takes to do a, like, a certain task or a habit, and that if you were to change it or alter it, and how would that change? So in the article, it talked about this guy who wanted to learn to play the guitar, but his guitar was always in his closet, and so every single time he wanted, like, you know, any time that he thought about playing guitar, he's like, oh, it's in my closet, I have to get up, open my closet, get it out of there, you know, that's so much work, so you just completely, like, forget about it. One thing that he did was that he put the guitar in the center of his apartment, and then he saw that, like, almost every single day for the month, he was playing the guitar, and it was just simply taking away that power of activation, that 20 seconds that he needs to go into the closet, find the guitar, and then play with it. And so
is the goal to, like, keep the amount of time that it takes you to do that, to start that activity, less than 20 seconds, or to make it 20 seconds long?
So it's kind of like, think of it this way, if you were to add 20 more seconds to do a task, would you even think about doing it, or would it be like, oh, so much more work?
Just proves how lazy we are. That's
no,
awesome.
It literally is. Yes. We as humans are lazy innately. So what this rule is kind of talking about is eliminate that 20 seconds, eliminate that extra energy that it takes to start this activity, and you'll see yourself completely changing in a better way. And to like, it works with vice versa as well, where, like, say you have a bad habit, if you were to add more time to doing that task or doing that habit, you would see yourself not doing it as much. In the article, it actually gave an example of this, was that, you know, when you get home right after work or after school and you're just like, ugh, I'm tired, I just want to sit down and watch TV. One thing that they did was that they took the batteries out of the remote, and they would hide it somewhere, and they would hide just batteries around so that you can't just go find it, and it takes more time. And so by the time you see that it's not working, you're just like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore, this is too much work. And so then you get rid of that bad habit of, you know, binging a TV show for God knows how many hours. It works the same way if you think about it. Like, if you were to log out of your Netflix account every single time, and you didn't have, like, that auto, like, password in there to, like, log in, would you even want to, like, go watch Netflix anymore? Because it's not as easy.
I'm one of those weird people who for a long time, like, especially on my computer, would just log out every time. And then Netflix was, like, sent a little notification, and they were like, you know, you don't have to do that unless you're on a shared public computer somewhere, like, in a library.
You're kidding me. Netflix sent you an email?
No, not an email. It's just, like, a little pop-up notification every time after I would, like, log out. They're like, you don't need to do that.
That's so funny.
So I would, but again, like, my goal was to watch more TV, because of my mental illness over the years, I just don't have the energy to. And then, like, so I wanted to watch more, and now staying logged in and doing the opposite of that has improved my ability to, like, just, like, plop into Netflix and find something to watch. So I totally get, and now that you said that, I've been doing that with, like, my sketchbook and, like, my drawing stuff, because I'm like, anytime I get inspiration, then I have all my stuff in, like, this big old chest, and sometimes I put stuff on top of the chest, and then I'm like, oh, I have to like move this stuff, open it, get my stuff out, and then close it, and then put all the stuff back on. Like, and so it's just so much work. And I get what you mean, that so now that I keep my drawing stuff out and like within reach of my like nightstand, last night I actually drew for the first time in like so long.
That's amazing. No, see, that it literally is proven right there. And so like one thing that I did when I learned about this was that I have this really bad habit of saying, I'm gonna work out today. I'm so gonna do it. And then I don't, because I'm like, oh, but my equipment is somewhere else and it's like, you know, messy and I just can't do it. La da 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 da, like a bunch of excuses. So what I did was that I actually brought my equipment into my room with my mat and everything, and it has its own little section in my room. And so like when I wake up or when I'm going to bed or just like at any time when I'm doing homework and I'm like, ugh, I have too much energy, I just need to get this out, I just get up and I do that workout really quickly. And it,
awesome.
It's because it's right in front of me, and it's like, oh, I don't have to, you know, go into a separate room, move things around so that I have some space. I've already done that. It's already accessible to me. I'm just going to do it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And so like that's one of the power of activation energies theory that I've kind of used. Another thing that I've done to like change my habits in a way was that I would always say, oh, I'm going to journal. I'm going to, you know how like, they tell us journal, because it's kind of a way,
right?
It gets out what you need to get out, right? And I would just not do it for the longest time. And I'd be like, oh, I'm going to start today. I write like, I'm like, everyone says, oh, you're so good at giving advice. Why don't you, you know, kind of learn from yourself? I'm like, can't do that. Won't do that. Not possible. But when I write it down and then like I said, I forget about it for like a year or so. And then I go and read it. I'm like, whoa, this is some inspirational like stuff. Like, oh my God, I should like listen to this. And then reading it back and seeing like my development over that year, it just motivates me to kind of implement those things that I've talked about in my journal. But yeah, so what the power of activation energy and 20-second rule is kind of talking about is pretty much what you just said, how like you said you wanted to watch more TV for your mental health. Well, by taking away that extra step of logging in every single time, and you just press the app and boom, you're in your own account. It just takes away that extra step. And watching TV isn't always bad. I was just using that as an example, because everyone's habits is, you know, it's catered to their lifestyle. It's catered to what they need.
Yeah, I'm a media student, just to put it out there. So it's kind of weird for me to not watch TV. And my mom would even be like, dude, watch more TV. And I'd be like, wow, this is the only mom who has ever told their kid to do more of that. But just goes to show how different we all are, honestly.
Truly, that's so funny. I don't know if you remember, I don't know if this was first year, but this happened again, like in one of my classes this year, where like, you know how like on the slide, it's like, your mom was wrong, you need to watch TV. And it kills me, because I'm like, oh my God, I need to watch more TV. And I'm like, I try to stop myself from watching TV, but I'm like, whoa, hold on, this is my career path. I have to be watching TV, or else I'm missing out.
Right, like I get how, obviously we've studied how it can negatively impact and influence people so much, but also I feel like there's something so innate about storytelling with humans, and that's why it's an industry that has thrived so much. And so, I don't know. I'm just gonna keep going. Oh, well, that I was just gonna say, something that I do know that very much like explicitly negatively impacts my mental health is social media, and I just flat out deleted all the apps from my phone. And when I got a new phone, I didn't even re-download them. And that has like, I just haven't gone on it in a very long time. I didn't tell anyone. I feel bad. Sorry if anyone has messaged me.
No.
But that has, I just feel so good. And I don't even, like the thought of re-downloading it is what I need to like, work on. That's taking energy.
No. I want to say right now, that's also in the article where they were talking about social media and taking away those apps, like, because it does, it's studied, it's been proven that social media isn't always the best for one's mental health. And so in the article, it said, in a way to improve your mental health to your own self. Again, mental health is a wide spectrum and everyone experiences it in a completely different way. And
yeah,
that was one of the things where they were like, you can take away that aspect of it by just deleting it off your phone. And then once you're ready or once you want to, you can re-download it. And that's a really good thing that I like about iPhones, where it's just like, you don't have to go through the whole steps again. It's just like you can re-download it with just one step and you don't have to put it in your information. Yeah. That's one thing I like about Apple's.
Ooh, got some competition in here. Ooh.
So, now that we've kind of talked about the power of activation energy and the 20-second rule, how do you think you can use it now in your daily life to kind of alter your habits, if you think there are any ways?
Oh my god. Now that it's, like, clear that I'm thinking of already so many ways, dude. Like, just keeping all the unhealthy stuff somewhere buried deep in my closet so I just can't get to it. Like, honestly, the guitar. Yeah, like my guitar. Okay, sad thing is, my guitar is literally out and about because when I went to go learn it on like a video, which is not the way to go for a little kid who has no idea, no concept of music, who has very little concept of anyway. But the guy was like, "Oh, if you're not playing with it all the time and like practicing all the time, then how will you get better?" So I just leave it right in the middle of my living room. And then whenever I'm hanging out and watching TV, sometimes I just pick it up and boop, 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 make some tunes. And I was like, ooh, I want to do that. And then I left it around and then I got bored of just plucking strings because I don't know chords and it hurt my fingers. And it takes so long to build calluses. Like,
yeah.
No. I was like trying to build a habit of like making calluses on my fingers so I could get better at guitar, but I've kind of just given up even though it's there. So it does take a little bit of push from yourself.
I totally get that. And the whole thing that you just said about your guitar, same. My guitar is literally, I am staring at it right now, of course, but like same, like I have it right there, right in front of me. So like whenever I need a break, whenever I just see it, I'm like, oh, I have a song stuck in my head. Let me just play it out for a second. And it does help. And those calluses, I have seen, like, it's like an on and off again with me where it's like, oh, I have those calluses because I've been playing for so long. And then it's like gone because I haven't played for a while. It comes and goes. But
just prove that you have to keep up your habits.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
If you want those calluses, you got to be playing every day.
It's like, either including more steps so that it's harder for you to keep up a bad habit, or trying to reduce those steps as much as possible, or streamline them so that you can have better habits.
Yeah, to form better habits. And that's pretty much what the power of activation energy is. It's like, how much energy are you going to need to activate this work, this task? And by reducing it or increasing it, you can see that change or that alter in your habit. So, I'm going to look around my room and just see what have I done, because a lot of these things that we do with habits and routines, it's literally unconscious. You don't even know you're doing it. It's just because of how long you've been doing it that it's just like, oh, I have to do it. You don't even think about it. You're already doing it. I got this little tray where, when I'm ready to go out of the house or when I'm coming home, I just put my wallet and my keys and my watch there. So that, like, it's easy access. I don't have to go looking around for it. It's right there. And by doing that, it's eliminated the need to, like, you know, look around, stress. Oh my god, where's my wallet? I need to drive. I need my driver's license. Oh my god. It's right there. I've already created this habit of, you know, putting it right there, knowing exactly where it is. And by doing that, it's just taking a lot of the stress away when I'm trying to leave or when I'm in a rush or something. It's just, oh, right there. Pick it up. Go.
Oh. Could I suggest a way to improve that habit?
Yes.
A long time ago, I don't even know where, it was on TV somewhere. There was a guy, maybe on Oprah, I don't know. Or like the OWN channel or something. He was like talking about, ooh, this is a way to incorporate more gratitude into your daily routine. And it's like, you have a gratefulness rock. It's just a rock. You can just find one that you like and then you keep it in your pocket along with your like keys and your wallet. And then that means that you're going to touch it at least like twice a day. So when you're picking up all your stuff to leave the house, then when you touch that rock, you can like say like at least one thing that you're grateful for. And then at night when you come home and you're taking all of your stuff out to put back out onto your tray, you're going to also take out the rock and then you can say another thing that you're grateful for.
And then that's just, yeah. That's so
That's so good. Make sure to take it out, though. I don't know how that would impact your laundry.
Oh, so true. No, but oh my god, that's actually such a good habits are those things that, you know, you do them, you have to do them constantly at a frequent rate for it to have any impact in your day-to-day life. And once you do that, it becomes part of that autopilotness in your day, pretty much.
And like, okay, even though, like, something that I used to think about habits was that, like, if you're doing it every day, then it kind of gets boring. Another thing I kind of learned from my mom back when she was in, like, her post-grad, her prof made her and her entire class, like, for 1 week, change up their routines. And so their habits were still the same. Like, if you still get coffee every day, that can stay the same. You can change how you go about doing it. So maybe one day you get it at this one place, maybe another day you try a different place, or maybe you take the same route to that coffee place every day, and now you can try a different route to it. So it kind of keeps it interesting, and you can maintain the habit for longer.
It is important to change up routines as it is to just as much as it is to have routines.
Have a routine, yeah.
Yeah, that's something that I'm still working on. I don't know if you're still working on that, but I think
trying to build one before I can change it up.
No, totally. That's the same thing. Like, it's hard to have one. But hey, right. We're working on it day by day. It's getting better. Hey.
Well, Alex, that conversation impacted me more than I expected it to. Like, back when we did gratitude and like self-compassion, then I was like, okay, yeah, this is stuff, let's do it. But now, like, thinking of actual habits and ways that I can really incorporate that,
although it's difficult sometimes, you gotta run baby step at a time, things will get better. But yeah, that's a little bit about habits. Manan, do you have anything else you want to say?
Thank you for listening.
Of course, thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll be back with another episode. But for now, I'm Alex.
I'm Manan.
And this was
The Art of Staying Positive.
The Art of Staying Positive. See you guys next week, or the week after. See you guys soon!
Bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly. All right.
Bye!
Bye!
Bi-weekly!